For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase. So I note that the production of Macbeth that you so enjoyed at Stratford has been extended.
Well, I think that's a pretty good indication that everybody I spoke with felt as I did. It is great. It is great entertainment.
And what is particularly special about this production?
Well, the Stratford Festival's fairly new artistic director, Anthony Simolino, directed it, and he seems to have a real flair for using the stage and stagecraft. The stage goes black and all of a sudden one portion of it will light up and you're into an intrigue, and then another portion lights up and then people disappear and appear, and the three weird sisters, when they show up, wow, they are really, really weird.
Well, the play is, of course, structured for maximum dynamism, and historically productions, one of the great flips that's very, very popularly done is The Murderers, who, you know, they murder Banquo, the lights go out, the lights come up, and it's the banquet table.
That's exactly,
as it is done here. Oh. Yeah, that Shakespeare just knew what he was doing.
And they make great use of that thrust stage with all of its little trapdoors and secret entrances. One thing that was really special was the actor who plays Banquo. His name is Scott Wentworth, and he also stars in that Ibsen play we talked about last week, John Gabriel Borkman. He's a pretty serious actor, and when Banquo is on the stage, he sort of commands your attention. He's that good. Another kind of cool character was a young man named Antoine Yared, who plays Malcolm as sort of this kind of rich kid, doesn't know quite what he wants to do with his life. Yeah, I'm going to be king someday, but when it gets here, I'll handle it. It's right. Just sort of odd with all of these right. murders going on that he is so cool. If there's anything that struck me as a little bit odd, and I'm not alone in this either, Lady Macbeth gets the letter from her husband who's been at war, and he tells her about the three sisters and how they predict that he'll be king, and within a matter of seconds, she's already devising a plot to murder the current king. You know, if I got a letter about the weird sisters, I don't think that's the first place my mind would go, but it was a little sudden.
But it's not necessarily the first time she's read the letter.
Oh, okay. I'll grant you that.
That she's had some time to think about this, and it's probably also not the first time she's entertained the idea that her husband might become king. So I think that it is possible to motivate this. She's been thinking about this a long time. And then, of course, there is the economy and the compression of the stage. And her mind just kind of works that way. I think that we can pretty much tell that Macbeth would not have done alone what he does with the encouragement of his lovely wife.
The lovely Lady Macbeth.
Yes. Another play about marriages coming up. We have a curtain up is upon us coming
yes.
up. And so, thankfully, some things are opening earlier. It would be just too much to do in one weekend. Well, the show I was thinking of is Dinner with Friends, which is about the disillusion of a marriage and questioning of another. This is the Margulis play that most recently staged in New York by Buffalo's own Pam McKinnon. Couples getting together, longtime friends, and the wife of one of the couples reveals in the absence of her husband that he has been cheating on her and that they are going to have a divorce. When he reappears, he's angry that they had agreed to tell them together, their longtime friends, and he feels he's been misrepresented. Fascinating aspect of this, as we're analyzing the relationship of the Macbeths, is that we never really know what goes on between two other people, even as we have difficulty scrutinizing our own relationships, which is what happens in this play, this intriguing and wonderful play, which is being produced at Road Less Traveled Theater.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. Quick reminder, Road Less Traveled Theater, their location now for over a year is at 500 Pearl. That's kind of right behind the 710 Main Theater. Anyway, it opens on Friday, September 9th, something to get to before curtain up, which is Friday, September 16th.
Also, the first of the openings of this season is Gypsy at Musical Fair Theater with Lorraine O'Donnell playing Mama Rose.
It's going to be great.
That should be great.
Oh, it will be great. It's got Jordan Lewis Fisher. He played Viola in Twelfth Night. I just love the guy. And Michelle Marie Roberts is going to be Gypsy. She knocked it out of the park as Evita. I've got high hopes.
She did. You're the only person who ever makes me feel jaded. I always think this should be great. It has all the elements, but, you know, limited production time. Had we but world enough and time, every show would be marvelous. This is, at its bones, a marvelous, marvelous show. And it does seem to have been handsomely cast. Gypsy, up at Musical Fair.
And it opens on Wednesday, September 7th. For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.